You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. According to a recent study, parents are 4 times more likely to tell girls to be careful than boys. Whether we like it or not, many still believe that our daughters are more fragile emotionally and physically than our sons. But San Francisco author Caroline Paul hopes to lead by example. She's flown planes, rafted rivers, climbed mountains, and was one of the first women to join the San Francisco Fire Department. Now she's written a book she hopes girls all over the country will check out from their libraries. It's called Gutsy Girl: Escapes for Your Life of Epic Adventure. It includes thrilling stories from girls and women throughout history, and some of her own too. And it encourages a new generation of girls to conquer fears and lead lives that are gutsy and fun. She sat down with KELW's Nina Gensler-Debs.
So tell me why you decided to write this book.
You know, I decided to write this book because I really saw that a lot of my female peers were pretty fearful. And I've been noticing that for a long time. I mean, I used to be a whitewater rafter, and I started on an easy river called the American River. And it was basically 50-50 women to men. And then as you got to the harder rivers, there just weren't that many women. It was mostly men. And it didn't make sense to me, because running rivers takes, yeah, you have to be fit, but it really takes guts and it takes smarts. So why weren't women there? And I just think that it started to occur to me that we are really raised to be fearful and not to see ourselves as brave or adventurous.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think right now we think we're protecting our girls when we tell them to be careful or watch out. And it's really interesting because we don't do that with boys, and we want to protect them too in life. But we think we're girding them for life when we give them instructions when they're kids on how to do things on their own and face their trepidations. But with girls, we're not doing that. We're actually cautioning them. And we're telling them to be careful, and we're warning them away from things, and we're actually sort of instilling fear as opposed to bravery. Studies have shown that moms and dads have the same bias about their daughters, which is that their daughters are more fragile and less able than their sons. And this shows up in studies where they look at the way parents deal with boys and girls on playground equipment. So pretty young age. Girls and boys are actually physically the same up until they're about 11. If not, girls are ahead in terms of strength and maturity and dealing with things. So I started to really wonder, like, why are we using fear to allegedly, like, guide our girls?
So one of the things I really like about the book is that you distinguish between gutsiness and recklessness.
Yeah, I had a lot of trouble realizing that recklessness was not at all being sort of a good adventurer. It was basically just being stupid. And you can see that in some of my adventures. And the one that I use as an example is when I went with my friend Lars. He was sort of my mentor as a paraglider. And I wanted to impress him, as everybody did. And I went thermal flying, and he was sort of teaching me how to do that. But because he was very skilled at this, he didn't give me very good instructions, and I didn't really ask for them. So that was my bad, because I was just swaggering, like, yeah, no problem. Pretty much within the hour, I had picked a thermal that rocketed me into a thundercloud. And I knew what could happen once everything started to mist over and I was still rising in my paraglider, that basically I was going to be caught in a storm. The oxygen would disappear. I would pass out. My paraglider would be ripped to shreds, and I would die because I had heard about it. I got myself out of that storm cloud before all that happened, obviously. But I was really ashamed and humiliated that I had made such a bad mistake. And I did not, when I landed, tell Lars. And he said, hey, I don't want to really freak you out, but I saw this guy get cloud sucked, but he got out. Boy, was he stupid, but he was brave. And I thought, oh, Lars thinks he was brave. So then I confessed, and Lars was so angry at me. And I realized, oh yeah, you know, being ballsy is not being a great adventurer.
I am here with Caroline Paul. We are speaking about The Gutsy Girl, Escapades for Your Life of Epic Adventure, which is a handbook to doing all things gutsy for girls. You make very clear that adventuring and being gutsy isn't something that just comes naturally to many people.
Well, studies show that girls underestimate their abilities. Boys maybe tend to overestimate. And so I really want girls to see that bravery and adventure is totally open to them. And the great thing is that bravery is learned. And like anything learned, it has to be practiced. And so I do have an exercise in there called micro bravery, which is when you just challenge yourself to do small acts of bravery. Because the thing about fear is it's very similar to excitement. It feels physically similar. So if you haven't trained yourself, you can be in a situation where you're on your bike as a kid looking down a big hill and you think you're scared, but you're not. You're actually just excited and nervous, but it's well within your ability. And so practicing bravery will make you just understand yourself so much better.
I don't think you demonize it in any ways, but you definitely reference a couple of times like get off the couch, turn off the TV, less screen time, and get outside. There's a very like sort of physical aspect to it. And obviously you seem like a huge outdoors person.
Yeah, I think it's so important that girls actually get outside and be adventurous. Even though I do talk about learning bravery as something that, of course, is applicable across the board. And if you turn out to be somebody who isn't that into the outdoors, I'm not saying you're not gutsy. And I'm also not saying you have to be outdoors in order to have a happy life. But I am saying the outdoors is so fun. And it's an antidote to these pressures that I think girls have always felt to be pretty and be perfect. And in the outdoors, you can't be that. I mean, being pretty is irrelevant and isn't going to happen. And being liked is not the major thing. It's being a good teammate, you know, being a good adventure buddy. And being perfect, impossible.
Can you give us like, some examples of way that you can practice and demonstrate micro bravery and confidence and even adventure in your own life, sort of more day to day?
Yeah, I a lot of these adventures do take place, and I mean, some of them take place in exotic places, like in Siberia or on the top of Denali. But I want to be very clear that that's just because it's fun to read about. Like, adventure really happens often close to home. And we do have an illustration there about signs are on an adventure, and it's like, oh, you've said wow 10 times, or someone's used the word quest, or you're with your best friend. I mean, so adventure is getting on your bike and maybe taking a map and figuring out how to get to the next place using a map. It's really just getting outside your comfort zone and then enjoying it.